Hey everyone. So, as I said in my last sermon, that my two grandmas both passed away within a week and a half of each other, which were my last two remaining grandparents. And my dad's mom, she passed first, from cancer, and it was hard. We used to go there every Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve, when I was a kid. And I haven't seen her for a while since my wedding. But it was kind of, she was sick for a while. But I didn't know about it until a little while before. And with my mom's mom, who pretty much had a good deal with raising my sister and I when we were kids, she had cancer, and she had beat cancer. Before that, she had she's always fought and won. She's always been strong, and she's always been pretty much able to go through anything. And I think it was really devastating to see, especially since she lives closer by. And towards the end, I was visiting more often and trying to get as much time with her as I could. But it was hard, to watch her go from somebody so strong to not being able to really do anything. It was very, hard to deal with, but even at the end, she was still able to, she still had so much life in her, if that makes any sense. And from the beginning of when God called me to preach, I've always wanted to be, I had in my mind, I didn't want to be like other preachers where I just put on a face and put on makeup and dress in a suit and just go out there and pretend like everything's okay. I always wanted to be, I had this idea in my mind, I always want to be vulnerable. I always want to be honest and open and able to show what God can do through not just the good, but the bad. And this has been an opportunity to do this. I wanted to pretty much just, share where I'm at and what's going through my mind and how this is dealing, how I'm dealing with this. Obviously, being on the autism spectrum, I don't process things in a way that a lot of people do normally. I'm not a very emotional person, but this has really brought me to a place I've cried numerous times. And I think the hardest thing about it is that, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I follow God. I know scripture. And it's in those, it's something that everybody knows about me. And a lot of times, people have questions about these things that happen. And, you know, as an ambassador for Christ, so to speak, I want to be the level-headed voice of reason, and the I want to bring a Christ-like peace and calm to the situation, and I want to put on a brave face and let everybody know, like, that you know, Jesus will make it all okay. And I know deep down that that's true, that there is a peace that I have that can only come from Christ. But a lot of times it's so hard to deal with, you know, when people have questions about, like, how could this happen and things like that. And they look to me for spiritual guidance, you know, or even if they don't, and I just feel like I have to be that voice. It's hard when I'm asking those same questions myself, you know, when I see, you know, how strong my grandma is, how much they, both of them, have fought through these terrible things. It's hard to imagine that, you know, that strength at the end of the day is, you know, not gonna carry us on forever. And obviously, I know that both of my grandmas knew Jesus, that they knew God, and I'm perfectly, fully confident that both of them are with him right now. But to be here and to lose people so close to me, it's really kind of taken a toll on me spiritually and emotionally, and it's been something that I've been struggling with. And I kind of wanted to share about it because to get it out there takes its power away. When I can look at it clearly, when I can hear it coming out of my mouth, I can process it better. I can look at it the lens of being able to put it in its place, so to speak. And this is something that's not going to go away. This is something that I'm going to have a hard time with for a while, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, I know that no matter what comes, no matter what pain and hurt I'm experiencing, there's a peace that's readily available for me. That there's a peace that when I come to God, one of the things that has been so helpful in this is I've had people, you know, on different levels spiritually, some questioning, some believers who have other questions, and various people in between. And just this dialogue has really helped me to focus on what's important. It's kind of given me a new perspective on my own grief, my own questions, and the fact that I know that people still look to me knowing that I know Christ. It really shows me that, you know, Jesus never left me. Jesus has always been there. I'm sure that he probably wept just as much as I did. But at the same time, he's happy because they're with him. And more of his children have come to live in his presence. And I just kind of wanted to, I know this isn't really structured, doesn't really make a lot of sense, but pretty much nothing in my head does right now. I just wanted to kind of, you know, get it out there. I'm not perfect. I have the same struggles and sorrows and pain that everybody else does. And knowing Jesus does not make everything, you know, it doesn't take away the fact that we're going to feel sorrow or tragedy in our lives. But it does kind of take those things and make them less, it makes it to where, you know, when we follow Christ, we're not carrying our burdens alone. And when we are part of the body of Christ, when we're involved with other believers, we divide the burden even more. And this is something that's so helpful and so healthy that I have to kind of put myself in that that place where I can, you know, help somebody else. Sometimes when I'm helping somebody else, that makes it easier for me to be helped in return. Sometimes just stepping out of myself, stepping out of my grief, stepping out of the places of my head that I've been focused on, really brings me peace. And I know that's why God set the church up the way that it is. That the reason that we are meant to live in unity with each other is because of the idea that we can't do this alone. We can't go through these things alone. And if I was alone in this, it would be extremely hard. But I've had people, family members and friends that have made this process so much easier. You know, my wife's been there for me and has really helped me to see kind of different ways to process my grief. To know that, you know, this hasn't, I've had people pass away that I knew, and people pass away that were family, and even people that were close, but this was something different. I think because I'm older now, I have a more grounded understanding of what it means, and just the kind of, you know, the fact that my grandma and I were close and that she's somebody that's extremely important to me, makes this even harder. So, you know, my wife, she's gone through a lot of grief. She's gone through a lot of loss. So some of the things that I don't think about, some of the things that I don't know would help me, she's been able to kind of help me to have she's been able to help me to process my grief better. And it's been extremely helpful to me. I just wanted to lay that out there. I wanted to be vulnerable. I wanted to be honest, and I wanted to let everybody know that even Christians sometimes go through trials. Even people who are, you know, preachers go through these trials and tribulations, and it's hard, even for us, even for believers, it's hard. But it's not the end. There's a goal that I have in mind that I've set my sights on, and that's to follow Christ until He calls me home one day. And I know that these things are going to happen. There's going to be loss. There's going to be sorrow. There's going to be hard times. But the peace that God brings in the midst of these things is incredible. It's so much better to have somebody there all the time that knows what I feel, who's experienced sorrow. Jesus at Lazarus's graveside wept. And I think it's because He understands what it's like to experience loss, what it's like to lose a friend, what it's like to lose somebody close. And that's the kind of person that I want to be there when I'm going through these times, the times when I'm sad, the times when there was a time recently I was at work and one of my coworkers was talking about their grandma, and I went to go say something in response, and I had to walk to the back because I had about started crying in front of everybody. And that's not something that's natural to me. That's not something that I normally do. But the fact that I've been able to express more emotion, I've been able to feel more feelings, even though sometimes they don't make any sense. Sometimes it's just all of the feelings at once. It's been helpful. It's been easier relying on Jesus, relying on scripture and friends and family has really made this time not easy, but easier than if I was doing this alone, which is normally what I try to do. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for putting up with me this long and listening to me cry and experience grief. I wish I had a much more positive thing to bring you guys, but this is where I'm at, and I wanted to be open and vulnerable, and I hope that somebody else maybe realizes, you know, that we feel pain too, that I feel pain too, and if you're experiencing any pain, just cling to Christ, cling to friends, and there's no right or wrong way to grieve. There's no right or wrong way to be sad. And, you know, being autistic, emotions aren't really normal for me, the way that I present them. But that doesn't mean that I don't feel them. And I may cry 1 minute and the next minute just look like I always do. But in times like this, you know, there's still a piece missing. There's still a part that's been taken out of my life that's important. But I know with Christ, I'm going to get through this. And I want to thank you guys again. I will talk to you guys next time.